Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there.
Well, today's grain action was generally strong. The Kansas City wheat did finish lower on the day, down about 1 to 2 cents, while Chicago was unchanged. Soybeans remained the leader here. We were 13 to 14 cents higher on the beans. Corn kind of followed along 2 to 5 cents higher. While it was steady to even lower on the day at one point earlier in the trading day. Cotton futures finished strong. December were 47 cents higher at 66.22. We do have some crop progress and condition report releases this afternoon at 3 p.m. Early estimates for the progress show 90% of the corn planted. Now, it is June 17th, so it's late in the year, but 90%, 83% last week. Normally, of course, we're 100%. This time of year. Soybeans are expected to be 80% planted. Normally we're at 93, so it doesn't look like we're as far behind, but if you look at the late planting dates, I believe the latest one is about June 25th up in the Midwest for crop insurance. So we're really winding down here, about 8 days left to get that crop planted, and it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of opportunity with the rain in the forecast. Now, we had an NOPA crush report, which gives us a picture of the soybean demand. The estimates were around 162 million bushels for the month of May, and it came in around just under 155.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Today's cattle market started off slightly lower, but then rallied all the way back to close pretty strong here on the feeder cattle and live cattle markets here. The feeder cattle were $1 to $1.40 higher, while live cattle $70 to $1.20 higher. Boxed beef at midday today ended up the day slightly higher on choice at $222.65, while select was $202.39, down 37 cents. The weighted average last week with all the different grades of cattle was around 113 cash. Which is a pretty good premium to where the June live cattle are. They're at 109.47. So some people are expecting that the live cattle could actually get stronger relative to that. The live cattle futures get stronger, but from my perspective, the futures market seems to be pretty smart at predicting things. The feeder cattle index down 70 cents at 133.55, which is a discount to the August feeders. We've still got some pretty good time between the two before they have to converge. And then hogs, of course, were quite weak at the end of last week. They were up $1 to $1.50 today on the lean hog. So kind of a mixed story here. In the bigger picture, equities today are slightly higher, while crude oil is down about 80 cents, which has a lot of people surprised with Iranian actions. And then natural gas is about unchanged on the day. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.